everything that they cook on at that time had lakes on it, mostly.
Yeah.
Now, a baker, it didn't, but they'd bring the coals out and on the hearth, like, just a shovel of coals and set the baker on it, you know.
Okay, big and black that you might have to
fold clothes in.
Yeah.
Kettle, we just call it a wash kettle. You hit your water in that, you see, you have to be up there on the outside. Hit your water in that and wash in it. We'd wash it and put them in it and boil them in some more water, you see, with some soap in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have to take them out and wash them again and then have clear water to rinse them in.
Okay. And something you might use to, if you were going to plant some flowers to grow indoors, you might plant them in a what?
You mean plant
them? Well, like what you have there.
We just call them pot flowers.
Okay, but the container that they're in, you call a
flower pot.
Okay. And what if you cut them so, and you put them in a...
Make a bouquet.
Yeah, but, and you go out to the yard and cut them and then take them to the house and put them in a...
A vase.
Okay. And the things that you eat with, well, this is a...
Fork.
Okay, and this...
Spoon and knife.
Okay. And if you were serving steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to give out steak, what?
Tough?
If the steak was tough and, so
I'll get out a whip rod and sharp me a knife, is that what you're trying to say?
Okay, and so that, you need something to cut the steak with, so you,
I'll get a butcher knife out.
Okay, and,
a steak knife or something like that, something sharper, you see, than the knife you've got. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you say, after she washes the dishes, then she wets them in clear water.
After she washes the dishes, she rinses them in clear water, yes.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or rag you use when washing dishes?
Dish rag or a drying cloth.
Okay.
Dish rag that you wash with and the drying cloth that you dry with.
Okay. And what do you call the small square cloth that you use to bathe your face with?
Wash rag.
Okay.
Or wash cloth, either one.
Okay. And after you take a bath, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
Okay. And what do you call those things that you use to turn the water on at the sink?
The faucet.
Okay. What if it's outside that you could hook your hose to? Would you still say faucet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would still be a faucet count that you could hose to.
Okay, you say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
Bursted.
Okay. And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
Burst.
Okay. And something people used to buy flour in, a big container.
Barrel.
Okay.
And you say buy flour in.
Yeah.
Well, we never did buy it in a barrel where we would... You see, we took our grain to the mill and had it ground, bring it home, put it in a barrel. But we didn't buy it in a barrel. But we had a flour barrel, don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you were going to buy molasses or lard in fairly large quantities, you'd buy
a lard can.
Okay, but something bigger than that.
Bigger than a lard can?
Yeah.